Now, if someone's not familiar with Hinduism or the temple here on Kauai, can you maybe just give a brief overview historically about the lineage and the temple itself? The
lineage comes from Sri Lanka, Lonnie, and it's basically one God, one world is the theme of the temple. And the Sri Lankan people, which were my guru's devotees and now are my devotees, scattered throughout the world because of the war in Sri Lanka. And there's over 2 million of them. So we've been working very hard through the years to get them settled in Norway and Sweden and Denmark and Australia and New Zealand and Canada and build temples. So from here, our temple here on Kauai, we oversee about 47 temples, not only in America and Canada, but other countries too, as well as in Sri Lanka and India as well. Overseeing temples means we help get the temple started, we work out major difficulties with management and with priests that are hired for the temple. And then once it's rolling along, we don't have a lot of contact except on very special festival times.
So you're the spiritual leader for 40 temples, I read, as well as the publisher of Hinduism Today.
International Magazine.
Yes, yes. So you're very busy.
Well, a lot have a lot of help. If you were to paint a picture of me, you draw a circle, you put a dot in the middle, that would be me. And trying to always stay in the center and do as much as nothing as I can.
Sort of the nuclei.
Yeah, that's it.
Now you also write.
Yes, we have just been on the island and not traveling for 3 years to put out Lemurian Scrolls. We finished that book. We finished a beautiful translation in American English of an ancient scripture called Thirukkural, which teaches us how to live daily life and all aspects of life. Dancing with Shiva, living with Shiva, merging with Shiva, and lots of other books and pamphlets.
Now, Shiva seems to be a central theme for you.
Sanskrit name for God.
Okay.
And to explain Shiva very simply, the energy in your body, Lonnie, in my body, comes right from Shiva. The light that lights up your thoughts, Lonnie, in my thoughts, comes right from Shiva, or right from God. So there's no place in the universe where Shiva isn't. But there's one thing he cannot do.
And what's that?
And he's so powerful, he creates the universe, preserves the universe, can absorb it back into himself, but he can't take himself out of you. And that's pretty reassuring, isn't it?
That sure is.